opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 7:05 on October the 24th. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. We've got a big day today. We've got all types of announcements. We also got Jim Reed running for Congress will be with us today, the Democrat running for Congress, and he's gotten a lot of unusual endorsements, you know, frankly, and I want to talk to him about that. But I also want to talk about, we want to ask him, Linda and I, what his plans are if he does win, what he would like to do, how he would change the landscape of the North State. I mean, it's a big job, Congressman.
Do you know what, this morning, I know I don't want to, like, get in the middle of your flow because I know you have, like, a special routine. You want to just go ahead and introduce, okay. This morning, watching the news. Hi. Good morning,
late.
Bob.
It's too late.
Good morning, Bob. Oh, he's on the phone. Okay. From what we're seeing and what we're hearing, there are still a few scattering or smitterings of people who are undecided. Undecided how we're going to vote or how they're going to vote. Not we're. How they're going to vote. I don't know. Are any of you that are listening undecided? Do you think there's going to be some kind of, you know what?
An epiphany that
there
says.
There may be an epiphany.
Do you think there will be a, you know, letters, fiery letters written in the sky that
there
say
may be.
Vote for? Well, you know, Donald Trump is going to make a huge announcement today. He says that will have a factor on the election. He's going to tweet it sometime this morning. Did you know that?
The Donald tweets. Doesn't he have minions to tweet for him?
Know. Maybe he doesn't really tweet himself. He just says, tweet this to somebody that just sits there. Well, but speaking of people that know what's going on in finance, because, you know, Trump knew what was going on, but we have the experts on finance, our Wells Fargo advisors. Josh Wiley is here. Yeah, I was just trying to read it because it's upside down. Okay, Josh Wiley.
Good morning, Josh.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, we have a positive open ahead of economic data this morning. Currently, the Dow's up 6 points at 13,109. The Nasdaq's up 3 at 2,994, and the S&P 500's up 1 at 1,413. Oil's down 41 cents at $86.26 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.92%. Gold's down a dime this morning at $1,709, while silver's down 7 cents at $31.86 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, J.P. Morgan's up 10 cents at $41.40, Pfizer's up 15 cents at $25.34, while Caterpillar's down 45 cents at $83.10. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. And you can go on down to Park Marina Drive and talk to them, which you should do, and get an idea of what's going on at Wall Street and where you make your investments. Give them a call at 243-7561. And they're always going to give you great advice. That's the Wells Fargo Advisors.
I think it's really cool that they have committed to calling in at the 7, 8, 9 o'clock hour at the top
it
of the
is.
Hour.
It is.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll give you an update on the weather, some of the events that are going on around town. And, again, do you know anybody who's undecided? Are you undecided? Well, this morning we're going to be covering a lot of things and get you some information with Jim Reed as well, who is our leading Democrat running for the position of
U.S. Congressman.
There you go.
We're going to talk about lap dances. Are they taxable?
We'll be right back.
is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound is everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 Cypress, 243-3774. Your back-to-school music headquarters.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialist in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. For the North State's only comprehensive vein center, request MD Imaging.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR. Oh, wait till we hear this. Okay, I love this. Come on. Yeah. Okay, makes you want. I was waiting for one day, one way, not one day or another. Make up your own lyrics as you go along. Okay, here's what's happening. Currently 48 degrees. Looks like showers are possibly and thunderstorms before 11 a.m. Then showers likely, and we're going to be near 56 with calm winds becoming south. Southeast around 5 miles per hour. You know, it looks like we've got the 90% chance of all of this happening today with the rains. New rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. Did you hear that last night? It was lovely. Lovely to hear the rain coming down hard. It was wonderful. But we were having dinner with some friends, and all of a sudden I got up like I had a leaky faucet because I'm still not used to it.
Yeah.
And I got up and went, oh, it's raining, you know, it's great. So weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. One of the great things that we also had last night was some fresh brewed coffee while we were getting ready from Tobacco and Brew. Place to go for all your coffee needs. We go there and love to explore in the new coffees of the month. And you like to go in there and walk around in the big walk-in humidor.
2143 Hilltop Drive. They've got every type of coffee you can imagine. Every type of coffee press and coffee maker, and they'll show you how to use them. You can even bring in one that they haven't sold to you, and they'll show you how to use them. Discounts for veterans. It's a great place. It supports our community and has for over 30 years. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay. The annual Celebrity Soup Kitchen's on tomorrow. Thursday, October 25th, from 4:30 to 8 p.m. Linda and I'll be down there around 4:30 if you want to come on down. This is a way to raise money that will go directly to Power to Seniors. It provides utility assistance to low-income seniors. They've raised over $310,000 since this started years ago. It's a great deal. It's a good thing to do. And you'll get to see all your friends. You'll see probably the city council and the board of supervisors. And you can take any questions right directly to them as they're ladling out soup to you. So that's Thursday, October 25th at the Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street, right next to the post office. And it starts again at 4:30 to 8 p.m., and we'll be talking about that. And, of course, the Stand Down, the North Valley Stand Down, is starting Thursday also, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We'll be down there on – I'll be down there on a remote Friday. And Ted Leidy, NRA instructor, will be joining me down there, and a retired command sergeant major in the Army.
What happens at the Stand Down?
This is a great thing. They were going to be on the other day, and they got overcome. But what this happens is it provides them, it's going to be October 25th through the 28th. It's the 7th annual Stand Down. It provides clothing and hygiene products, medical, dental, and vision care, employment and legal and housing assistance, veterinary services for pets. This is for the homeless. Homeless veterans and their families, veterans benefit information, social service information, transportation to and from the event, haircuts, grooming, mental health, substance abuse, and the legal and court assistance is down there to help them get their, to regain things, you know, as their driver's licenses. Some of them have had their driver's licenses pulled because they got behind in their payments, you know, on child support. So what do? They pull their licenses. And then they can't get to their jobs. It's, you know, I'm not sure how this thing works. It's a punishment. You know, I'm not sure how that works. And so then if they drive without a license and they get picked up for something, then they just, you know, then you get hammered with more fines. And it's kind of a, I don't understand it. Anyway, but that's the North Valley Stand Down Association. It's going to be starting tomorrow down at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Like I said, we'll be down there Friday. I'll be down there Friday with my friend Ted Leidy, who is a retired command sergeant major. We'll be down there talking to the veterans and the people that helps down there and the people running it. So we're really looking forward to it. It's our second or third. Well, we've been down there every year that we've been here, but it's our second year in a row to be running a remote from there.
I love some of the testimonies that you hear, and maybe we'll get a couple tomorrow when you're calling in live. People that maybe have showed up again or know of somebody who it's really helped. Somebody in need that was maybe didn't have the opportunity to come into the VA. I know that they, help, with transportation to get the vets out there. And, it takes over the whole fairgrounds, you know, in the field area. And, it's just an amazing thing to see.
Now, something else that's going on today is an open house at the Family Justice Center. They're celebrating I think what they're doing is they want everybody to see the new Family Justice Center and what they've done down there. And yesterday, we had some excess furniture that we've had for, a couple years that we've been trying to rearrange around the house, and it just didn't work. So the Family Justice Center, said that they were taking this type of furniture.
It was a perfect fit.
And so who shows up but these two couples? And I was blowing out of the door to go into another appointment, and I said, good luck, because one of these, this credenza you had was just weighs 8,000 pounds. These two couples who are, let's just say, over 50, went in there and moved this stuff in like 5 minutes. Couches, this, that. It just took it. Gone. Because I went down to the appointment, found it was the wrong time, came running back and to help, and they already had it loaded. And, I mean, it was like, oh, my gosh, they're better than any professional movies you're ever going to see in your life.
Yeah, thank you.
In, out, got it, and it's going. So head on down to the Family Justice Center. Now, where is the Family Justice Center? It's in the atrium. It's on, where the, in the little shopping mall down in the center there. It's right off of of Placer Streets between Placer and Market.
And one of the gals was has been involved with the Family Justice Center since it began. And, you know, you could tell that these four individuals, two couples, have been involved with the Shasta Women's Refuge and the Family Justice Center, which is combined. They're very passionate, and this is their way of being supportive. So here they got their trailer, came in the house, tried to figure it out. It was just wonderful. They were such a team. And so, you know, shout out to, and also to Barbara Harrison, who made the whole thing happen. We'll be right back, and it's really wonderful to be up. That's what we love about Reading in this community. Again, are you undecided about how you're voting? I want to hear from you. 605-4567. It's the hotline. Pull over. Tell us what your thoughts are. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with BNT Satellite. As you know, Glenn Beck is only on Dish. Don't call the 800 number. Please call us to set up your appointment. 244-1988. That's 244-1988. And thanks for keeping it local.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PBA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
The problem with California is there are too many politicians in Sacramento and not enough regular, hardworking people. That's why we need Brian Daly in the State Assembly. Brian Daly is a third-generation farmer and a small business owner who knows the value of integrity and a hard day's work. Brian Daly has balanced budgets, met a payroll, and created jobs. Brian Daly has fought against those in government who would take away our water and private property rights. And Brian Daly will work to end government regulation of our farms and businesses. If we want to fix the problems in Sacramento, then let's send a farmer to the State Assembly, someone who understands our way of life.
This is Brian Daly. We need representatives who are serious about working hard and getting the job done. As a third-generation farmer and small business owner, I'll fight for more jobs and a financially sound government. I would be honored to have your support. Paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly 2012.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Mark the date. It's off the leash when KRCR-TV and Enjoy Magazine present the Hot Dog Fashion Show and Brunch Saturday, November 10th at the Holiday Inn. And it's all for the animals at Haven Humane Society. Watch some of our area's most popular celebrities take to the runway, wearing this season's fashions accompanied by their favorite pooch. Remember the Hot Dog Fashion Show and Brunch Saturday, November 10th at the Holiday Inn. Get your tickets at Haven Humane Society, enjoy the store, or call 241-5262.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl in the box. It is 49 degrees out there, maybe 48 where you're at. It's October the 24th. Phone line's here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. People commenting that people that have signs in their yards, in this case it was a Romney sign, the guy got beat up. in Wisconsin, because, if this is where we've gotten to, where you have, attack. You've got the president standing out there. He can't be trusted. He's a liar. This is just crap. The president shouldn't be saying things like that. He's got enough shills underneath him that are more than happy to say that. So I kind of get a feeling is that they're running scared at this point, and they should, because the ABC Washington Post, which you can't get too much more left than that, said that Romney's ahead of Obama by a point. Gallup's got him by like 6 points. Other ones have got him ahead by a point or two. Now here, this is the challenger, the incumbent, running against the incumbent, who should always have a slight lead. And in fact, I don't think it's even that close. Listen to me. Listen to what I say with 2 weeks left. Romney's going to win, and he's going to win. It's not going to be a squeaker. He's going to win.
Is that your prediction?
Yeah, it's not going to be a squeaker.
Really?
He's going to win by a comfortable margin.
That's your prediction.
That's my prediction. I've been saying it for 2 weeks. I believe that the economy here is, like, right now, the stock market dropped dramatically. And it dropped dramatically because of the earnings in this quarter. They just came out and said the housing prices are worse than they were 4 years ago. Come on. This is, people are waking up and saying, you know what? This isn't just not working. We need to get somebody on that can change this, at least has a new idea. All right. We've got a call from,
Missouri.
Love Bill.
It.
Hey, Bill.
How's
welcome.
It going back there? I mean, what's the energy like?
Well, right now it's doing pretty good. I hear more and more people becoming like the Reagan Democrat, Romney Democrats. I think more and more people are showing up to Romney being Democrats, and they're going to vote this time for the Republican, but they're going to hold on to their stance as far as being a Democrat, but they're tired of the way Obama's run the country. So I think from now on you're going to start hearing more Romney Democrats, even from your callers, saying, yeah, I'm tired of it, and I'm voting this time for Republicans. So
I think, Bill, it's not only that. I think you're going to see that. They used to call him the Jackson Democrat, Scoop Jackson, because he was, a moderate, and he could have conservative fiscally, and then maybe, and liberal in other ways. But what I'm hearing, too, is from Democrats that aren't going to vote. They just said, I can't vote for Romney, but I can't vote for Obama again.
Isn't that sad that you can't wake up and smell the coffee and know that somebody has run the country completely upside down? I mean, he took Bill Clinton's welfare program and just one morning woke up and said, it's canceled. Anybody who wants welfare, go get it. I can't think of what the name of the word is. But you know what I'm talking about as far as that goes.
Well, there's, the food stamps have grown by millions. One of the things too, our debt is growing at $4 billion a day. $4 billion a day.
I did the math on food stamps yesterday just for fun of it. I took the $47,065,000 and divided it by 81, divided it by the number of 50,000, something like that, for the stadium down here in St. Louis, how many people can fit into it. And it came out to be like 1,087 full times it would need to be filled, and that would take 12 years to fill that stadium for 81 games a year for 12 years.
Wow.
And that's how many people. And I even did it for the Rams, and they only have 8 games a year, and it turned out to be 89 years. I mean, you could be alive and dead before 47 million people got into that stadium just for fun. And, I look at it this way. I mean, when he canceled Bill Clinton's policy for welfare, that sent shockwaves through the schools around here, through the colleges. I mean, you could hear some of the kids saying, hey, it's not a bad idea to help me get some money and be able to go do things. And as soon as he gets out of the presidency in January 20th, hopefully, that becomes voided again. It goes back to the old ways because he took it to an exemption, or what's the word I'm looking for? executive order or something like that.
His executive orders has bypassed everything Congress is doing. Yeah. Hey, Bill, we got to run. We're running to our.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Love your weigh-in.
And thanks for calling from Missouri. Okay. Hey, you know, Coach Bob is on the other line. We're going to have to wait till after the break to get there to you, Coach Bob. But we will be getting right back to you, and you will be our priority as soon as we come back from the news here. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Today we have people coming in talking about life, but we also have Jim Reed coming in talking about his platform, and he's running for Congress. We'll be right back, Carl Lindebaugh.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street's on the rise today after yesterday's sharp sell-off. Strong earnings from the likes of Boeing are helping to push the markets higher. A better-than-expected report on housing is also giving them a boost, and at 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up about 15 points. Shares of plastic products maker Spartec are surging on news of a buyout. The company's being acquired by chemical company PolyOne for more than $246 million. PolyOne expects the deal to eventually add 50 cents to its earnings per share. And the U.S. may soon surpass Saudi Arabia as the world's top oil producer. America is expected to produce 10.9 million barrels of crude a day this year, marking the biggest annual gain since 1951 thanks to success with shale and other non-traditional extraction techniques. Saudi Arabia, by comparison, produces 11.6 million barrels per day. According to Citibank, the U.S. will likely produce up to 15 million barrels by 2020. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Do you owe the IRS over $20,000 in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or are under audit? Are your wages being garnished, or are they about to be? The IRS is ramping up their collection efforts. The audit rate today is 100% higher than it was in 2000, but Tax Resolution Services can help. Tax Resolution Services will completely handle your case for you and deal with the IRS on your behalf, and can negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Call Tax Resolution Services now at 866-IRS-PROBLEMS or log on to taxresolution.com.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services, and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:35 in the morning, October the 24th. 49 degrees out there. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You know what? You got to ask yourself, does the company I'm using give me a great price? Are they competitive? Do they offer senior discounts, veterans discounts? And do they have the ability to service my propane needs quickly and efficiently? The 4,000 customers in Shasta and Tehama counties thinks that Shasta Gas Propane can do that. That's how many they have, and they're a locally owned, family-operated company. Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. Good people doing great work. Okay.
Let's go to the phones.
Coach Bob,
how are you this morning?
Oh, goodness. I haven't talked to you two in a while, and that's the only reason I'm calling, just to be a bit of a nuisance. I happen to agree with you, Carl. I don't think it's going to be that close. It may not be 49 out of 50 states, but I don't think it's going to be a real nail-biter by the time they hit the Midwest.
I don't think so. I think that people are starting to take a look they're looking at Romney in a completely different light after the first debate and then the other debates. They were looking at him going, oh my gosh, hey, this guy is for real. And then he's coming across as being somebody that's not a scary person, which is what they were trying to paint him. And
That's right.
And then people are going to vote in their pocketbooks, and they're going to look at what's happened. They're going to look that they've lost $4,500 this year. That's the average family has lost this year.
That's right.
And the fact that they're going to be losing health care and these other things happening, it's the future is scary when you look at what could happen with another 4 years with President Obama, and it looks like there could be some positive changes with Romney. I think that's what people are looking at.
Yeah, certainly hope so. Another quick FYI, I'm the roadie in this little band I'm in. I haul the equipment, I set it up, and I'm standing out here outside the Nutrition Center right now ready to haul in all kinds of speakers and amps and stuff, and we're going to have a good time this morning. But we got a busy schedule this week because it's Halloween, and we have a special show tomorrow and another one on Friday. This is fun. Get to dress up, look like a fool, you know.
Wow. Well, tell us about tell us where you're performing.
Every Wednesday morning we're at the Nutrition Center at Mercy Oaks. Shasta Senior Nutrition Center. We play from about 9 till 11:30.
Okay.
Every Wednesday morning. Tomorrow evening we're playing at River Oaks for a special Halloween barbecue they're having there. And then Friday we play at the Vistas. You know the Vistas very well.
Yes.
That's a standing every last Friday of the month job at the Vistas, and always from 3 to 4:30.
So right now you're calling out in front of the Shasta Nutrition Center.
I am.
Well, that's cool. Well, thank you. I mean,
it is cool, literally.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your service, and all. We love to hear from you, Coach Bob. Miss you in the chat.
All right. You guys be good.
All bye-bye. Right. Take care.
Right. Thanks a lot. Okay. Hey, just let me answer a question that's come in here. The stand down is for it's for veterans, and it's not for everybody. I hate to say this, but there's all types of programs out there for homeless, and this one is based specifically for the veterans because they got veterans issues there that they can handle and all that, and they've just got a limited amount of people,
including dental,
yeah,
medical, food, shelter, everything that you could possibly know that somebody is in help and need. They're there to assist. This is the stand down for. It's called the North Valley Stand Down.
And, so, yes, there's, and it's specifically set up for the veterans. Anyway, okay, but thanks. It's a good question. All right.
Hey, coming up after the break in a moment, we've got a really special event that's happening October 26th. I can't believe that this is upon us. We have a special country music legend that's going to be here, and Jane Whitman, who is with the Shasta Community Concert Association. We love having her as a guest. It's a What Wonderful Family Show. We're giving away tickets, and we want to talk about some other events that are coming up here. But hang out with us. We're going to take an early break. When we come back, the next segment is going to be about Colin Ray. Stand by.
Thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
Creating lasting memories right in your own backyard. Estate Granite Things can help you transform an ordinary patio into a place where your family and friends will want to share good times all throughout the year. From fire pit tables to complete outdoor barbecues, all with solid slab granite tops. Estate Granite Things can turn your backyard vision into a solid reality that will last for years. Let the experts at Estate Granite Things work with you to bring affordable elegance into your own outdoor space. Estate Granite Things. So call today at 241-STONE or visit us online at estategranite.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with the hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Free. Is anything really free anymore? The answer is yes. Did you know that Gone for Free Recycling will come to your home or office and remove your old electronics and appliances for free, working or not? TVs, computers, monitors, refrigerators, microwaves, washers and dryers, the list goes on and on. All removed at no cost to you. Just call 357-GONE. That's 357-4663 to make an appointment today. Or check out their website at goneforfree.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
I read a note my grandma wrote back in 1923. Grandpa kept it in his coat, and he showed it once to me. He said, boy, you might not understand, but a long, long time ago, Grandma's daddy didn't like me none, but I loved your grandma so.
His name is Colin Ray, and he's going to be appearing here at the Cascade Theater with the wondrous, wonderful support of the Shasta Community Concert Association in one of their community concerts.
Yes, four concerts this year. That's
welcome
right
to the show, Jane Whitman. In just a few minutes, we're going to be giving those tickets away for the first caller, 605-4567. These are two tickets. They're $40 tickets, folks.
And not yet.
Well, you're going to just be in line as soon as I say go. But right now, Jane Whitman, let's talk about the Shasta Community Concert Association. These are a group of concerts that you bring in, your association.
Yes, we have this season we have four concerts. We've already had one of them back in September, so we have three more coming up. Colin Ray, the Redhead Express, and the Walker Family, and then a Prima Trio. So those are in next spring, March and April next year. And yeah, we're looking forward to having people join. It's still a bargain to join the association at $80 for a season. And if you buy an individual ticket, it'd be much more than that at this point.
So $80 when you join, what does that get you?
It gets you the whole season. Yeah.
So, okay, again, we're thinking about what do we do? You know, there's something to be said about family-friendly entertainment.
Yes, we try very hard to be family-friendly, and that's one of our main goals. Children are invited. We have a student rate of $40 for a student membership. And for families, it's $200. That's for the whole season. So it's a great bargain for a family to join our association to come to all those concerts. Pennies on the dollar, so to speak.
Well, we know that Colin Ray, it's interesting about the selection because, you know, he is definitely one of the true hit makers of the 1990s. We'll play some more of his songs, but he shot to fame with the song Love Me in 1991. But later on, he had several hits in the 2000s, but, you know, people were so touched that they still play this song in memorial services and funerals. He kind of set the cornerstone at that time on meaningful songs, and his career is around those kinds of songs. Little Rock was an anthem for the recovery community, not that different. Pleaded for Tolerance, In This Life became a wedding favorite, and he won awards for child advocacy, the video I Think About You. He was five times nominated as Country Music's Male Vocalist of the Year, and the first caller right now that calls in, 605-4567, are going to get these two amazing free tickets to go see this guy, Colin Ray, Friday, October 26th. Compliments of the Shasta Community Concert Association. He's been wonderful among the causes his organizations have supported. Boys Town, First Steps, Al-Anon, Special Olympics, Country Cares About AIDS, Catholic Relief Services, Parade of Pennies. It goes on and on. I could basically take a whole segment and talk about this guy's, you know, work in the fields of what it is to improve our world.
Yes, he did. He works very hard at those kinds of things. He cares a lot. So, yes, that's his purpose in life, is to do these kinds of things.
Some of the other songs that you'll hear that night are...
Just people are calling, but Jimmy has won the tickets.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Of course, some of the songs that you're going to hear, On the Verge, One Boy, One Girl, What the Heart Wants, Every Second, That Was a River. I mean, the list goes on. This guy is really a country music legend. What we don't seem to understand is that, you know, what happens really, which I really love about in the country field, is... A lot of times, some people have their fame, their moment. It's more than 15 minutes, but they go out. Many of the country stars will go out after they have become celebrities, and they really go on and on and on with their career and do things like Colin Ray, where they are taking their, if you will, their celebrity, and helping to breathe light into other foundations.
Yes, I think that's definitely what he does.
Like a great humanitarian would.
Yes.
So after Colin Ray, you've got concerts coming up next week. You know, Jane Whitman, what we love about, again, the concert series is, A, it's a great deal for your family. You're not going to see, you're not going to hear, you have no bleepers.
That's right.
And kids can come.
Yes.
And you've got this group coming up next year. And we love it, the Shasta, again, the fact that it's family friendly and you can get a really good concert series, four concerts for $80.
Right.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Redhead Express is called the Walker Family. They're going to be here March 13th. So you can start planning out the dates in advance, or you can buy these as presents. You know, you're trying to think about, there's nothing like great entertainment that inspires. This is a family of redheads.
Right.
They all play, kind of, Well, they bluegrass.
They play all kinds of music, but bluegrass, they play pop music, they play country, they play all kinds of stuff. Very talented group of kids.
Are there 10 kids?
There's 4 girls and 3 boys and the mother and father.
Oh, wow. So, they're so young.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see that. They're so young. But they're all redheaded. Look at this, Carl. I said, that's cute. And then after that, you have the classical trio.
Yes, Prima Trio. And that's going to be in April. And it's April 17th. And they are a group that's a piano. And then one plays both a viola and a violin. And then a clarinet. So it's a really interesting combination to present classical music. And they're young and they're outgoing and they put on a great show. So people that like classical music will love it.
Well, thank you. Do you have any closing thoughts before we go? I appreciate Jane Whitman and the Shasta Cascade.
Shasta Live.
Shasta Live.
If you want information, go to ShastaLive.com. All the information is there.
And the concerts are always at the Cascade.
That's correct.
That's right. And, Jimmy, congratulations for winning those tickets. And, you guys do a great thing.
Thank you.
Your website's ShastaLive.com.
ShastaLive.com.
And so you can just find that. Good. This is great.
All right.
You
thanks.
Always have something.
And thanks so much for putting such positive energy into our community as well.
Oh, thank you. We love doing it.
And coming on in live. So, Jimmy, you're going to have a great time. Love to hear from you afterwards to see, what did the evening mean to you? I'm sure that those songs have been something that's infiltrated into your system if you're around the same age that I am. You remember the 90s.
23.
I don't know about the 70s, but I remember the 90s. We'll be right back, KCNR 1460.
Hope is in heaven, not far away. Just close your eyes, he hears what you say. Feel him around you, he's everywhere. Reaching to touch you.
Washington is a mess. Spending and debt are out of control. Small businesses and family farms are being crushed by regulations and red tape. We won't fix things unless we elect conservative leaders willing to stand up and fight for us. Leaders like Doug LaMalfa. A fourth-generation family farmer, Doug LaMalfa is a common-sense conservative who represents our very own North State values. Doug LaMalfa knows what's important, and he won't back down to the government regulators and big spenders in Washington. Let's deliver a strong message by sending the right person to Congress, Republican Doug LaMalfa. One more thing. Doug LaMalfa is the only candidate in this race endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the California Farm Bureau. That says a lot right there. Doug LaMalfa, he'll fight for us.
This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message. The North State needs our voice in Washington.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Everybody's talking about Tapas Downtown, restaurant and bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Reading. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week and serving brunch on Sunday, featuring fresh ingredients and flavors. Find us in downtown Reading on Oregon Street or call 247-7299. Tapas Downtown, always fresh, always delicious, never a dull meal.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With 3 kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. but the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carlin on the bot, 7:55 in the morning, October 24th, 530-605-4567. Good morning, my friends. KCNR1460.com. We're out there. We're just streaming out there, and people are listening to us and writing in. And let me see here. That's Sunbun and Angel and Craig and Fargy. And, gosh, you know, we had a gent calling in from Missouri, Bill. Thanks a lot. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. It's cold. It's getting colder. So it's hot. Remember, it was hot 2 weeks ago. Now it's cold. Well, you still need to call the same guys, Alliance Heating and Air. Old-fashioned values of quality. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Been in business since 1992, just doing great work. When it's cold outside, you want to be warm inside, and that's these guys. 221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air. Give them, or take a look at their website, homecomfort.org. They travel 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Installation, repairs, emergency calls, and routine maintenance.
Yes, because it's currently 49 degrees. Looks like our temperature is going to be the high of 56. That's Chile. Tonight's 47. It looks like tomorrow we're going to have, and then it's going to jump up about 10 to 65. Thursday night's partly cloudy with 47. And Friday gets up to 73, and then we get into it, you know, more clear days. But we have a 90% chance of showers today, and it is currently 49 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR 1460. Let's go to the phones. Henry.
Yes, good morning. How are you this morning?
Fine, Henry. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. This cold weather makes me want to migrate, though.
Well, I saw where the...
Or I'm going to migrate, too, don't you?
Yeah, I know. You know, we were talking about you last night, Henry.
Well,
we were talking about some friends that were just came back from Mexico and had a lovely time down there. And I said, you know, we know this gentleman named Henry, who calls all the time on the show, and we've met, and truly a gentleman, he and his wife, and they live in Mexico. But what part of Mexico do you live in? They were asking that.
At Puerto Citos. It's about 50 miles below San Felipe.
Okay. And you think it's really a great place?
I think it's wonderful. This down there this year will be my 44th winter.
Wow. Well, they were saying is that it's like about the eighth of the cost of here in the United States. And they were seeing, they said they saw, you know, the Americans they saw down there were older couples, and it looked like maybe they'd come down there to retire.
Well, there's many, many of my friends down there that live there all year.
So?
They come down and retire, and in many cases spend part of their time on one side of Baja and then go to the other side of Baja for the summertime.
Well, sounds like
and
it could be a nice place.
Homes down there.
Yeah. Well,
it works out. Incidentally, I wanted to put my two bits worth in about propositions.
Okay.
You know, there's two propositions, 30 and 38, I believe it is, having to do with money for the school systems.
Right, taxes. They want to raise our taxes.
Carl and Linda, let me ask you a question. If the school system had all the money in Fort Knox, and all the gold in the Vatican, and all the money that the Reserve Bank has, would that be enough?
No.
For the schools?
For the schools, would that be enough money for them, or would they still want Russia to chip in?
I think that there's only so much that money can do. Money can only, you know, get you to a certain point. Then it's got to be organization. It's got to be passion and all that.
Well, you know, my feeling is that I frankly think that both of those propositions should go down. And if they want to save money, then consolidate some school districts. Get rid of some of these top echelon. Not the teachers, but the top echelon. Do you realize how many school districts we've got in the general Reading area?
I think there's something like, when I looked on the wall, I saw pictures of like 23 school superintendents or superintendents, and I don't know, maybe it's as many as that, or maybe a little bit less, something like
that. Well, you know, everybody's got a horse to beat, and that's mine. It's that school system. They just cannot get enough money, and they want to tax the taxpayers higher to do it.
Well, you know what? In one of those tax schemes, one of those props, you're not even sure where the money's going to. And I just, anytime you want to raise taxes, I just don't have confidence that the people in Sacramento have got the, wherewithal just to, keep the money, is to cut things, to look at things that we don't need, to maybe winnow it down a little bit, and then when you get extra money, I just don't think that they're going to just put it in the right spots. I think they're going to use it for their pet programs.
Well, undoubtedly they will, and they always do. And if you give it directly to the school systems, they're just going to buy probably new books and hire more upper echelon people.
Well, I tell you what, I'd rather see the money come to the, at least to the local school boards where they can do so. Hey, we got to run, Henry. We've run out of time.
Thank you.
Hasta la vista. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bach.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. We're learning more about what the State Department knew during and right after the deadly attack at the U.S. consulate in Libya. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz, live at the White House.
State Department internal emails obtained by Fox show the Al-Qaeda-affiliated group Ansar al-Sharia initially claimed responsibility for the September 11 attack virtually as it was happening. Now, those emails went to a variety of national security channels that should have included the White House. The White House has contended for weeks afterwards that the attacks grew out of a protest against an anti-Islam video. Georgia Republican Senator Saxby Chambliss is calling for hearings.
This thing is getting more and more traction, more and more legs, and it's getting uglier every day.
White House Press Secretary Jay Carney says these emails were just part of a stream of information coming in right after the attacks. Dave?
Mike, 13 days before the election.
Are you ready for a real recovery?
That was Mitt Romney hammering the president's economic record in Colorado last night. He'll do the same today in Nevada, then Iowa, where President Obama's about to rally. A four more years chant in the crowd. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Davenport.
Yeah, Iowa, Dave's considered one of the battleground states, both the president and Romney working it. But after Republicans got all the attention during the caucuses back in January, Democrats now making themselves heard.
We're going forward, and he's going to take us all the way.
Oh, yeah, we need four more years.
A couple of people here at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds where the president's just been introduced. The Obama campaign's laid out specific bits of progress to highlight each stop on this trip, like nearly 18,000 manufacturing jobs added here in the last 31 months here in Davenport, Dave.
Rich, a wildfire has forced the evacuation of a small southern Colorado town, Wetmore. At least 12 houses have been destroyed. There were more new homes sold last month, a nearly 6% increase over August to a level not seen since April 2010. On Wall Street, a bit of a rebound from yesterday's big sell-off. The Dow's up 47. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
We believe that even when your team is apart, it should be easy to be together. That when you can meet face-to-face, you're more likely to see eye-to-eye. That when everyone is on the same screen, it's a lot easier to be on the same page. Welcome to GoToMeeting, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. With one click, launch or join a meeting from anywhere. It's that easy. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45 for a free 45-day trial. GoToMeeting. Meeting is believing.
If your furnace broke down, would you call an expert rapper?
Whoo! Your furnace broke down. Now everybody chilling from your head down to your toes. You got no feeling.
Yeah, no. You'd call the real furnace experts. Service experts. You'll get a written 100% satisfaction guarantee. And right now, get a free service call with any repair. Call Service Experts Heating and Air Conditioning at 866-EXPERTS. That's 866-EXPERTS. Or visit serviceexperts.com.
Sandy is now a hurricane bearing down on Jamaica. Later today, it'll hit in full force, possibly triggering flash floods and mudslides. And as Sandy moves north,
it's going to create all sorts of swells, very dangerous seas from Florida all the way up to New England.
Todd Kimberlane at the National Hurricane Center. A man is in custody in Northern California, detained early this morning as police investigate a triple murder. A mother and a young kid, a 2-year-old son and 3-year-old daughter, were found murdered in their home near Sacramento yesterday. A little baby was also found crying inside a crib. They're mourning a 12-year-old girl's murder in New Jersey.
It's been a little tough, but we're hoping that with tonight and with our prayer service
This will begin the healing process that we need.
Autumn Pasquale's body was found in a recycling container Monday night. She disappeared riding her bike Saturday. Two teenage boys who are brothers are charged with killing her, stealing her bike, said to be the motive. The World Series begins tonight in San Francisco, where Fox News Radio's Ron Flatter is live.
And Dave, the Detroit Tigers were three games behind with 15 days left in the season, but they overtook the slumping White Sox to win their division before beginning their playoff run. The Giants made it to this World Series by surviving six straight elimination games. It's been a dream ride for most of their fans here in San Francisco.
I had nightmares, but I thought we lost to the Cardinals.
It's a big deal, and it's going to be an awesome series.
We need to steal game one from Verlander. That will be great. That will be big.
Verlander is Tigers ace pitcher Justin Verlander, who starts tonight. San Francisco opens with lefty Barry Zito. The Giants and Tigers have been to 30 previous World Series. This is their first one against one another, Dave.
Ron Bobby Brown is in trouble again. Arrested early this morning in Los Angeles on suspicion of drunk driving just months after pleading no contest to a DUI incident in March. That put Bobby Brown in rehab in August. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media with Carl and Linda Bott. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 8:05 in the morning on October the 24th.
Good morning, Chat Packers.
And I'm trying, we're waiting for Jim Reed to give us a call. And if he doesn't call right away, we'll go down and call him.
Oh, yeah, we're going to call him out.
We're going to call him.
You're going to call him out.
Well, you just, it's 12 days before the election.
Running.
We've got the Democrat who's running for Congress.
Everybody who's running for office should be called out right now. Call him down on the carpet. Make him do the little bug dance, all of them.
The little bug dance.
Make him do the bug dance. Roll around on their back with their legs in the air like, oh, and see, and I want to know why, and tell me A, B, C, D. And make them do the bug dance.
Thanks for the visual.
every one of them, though. But every one of them. It's all Democrats, Republicans, Independents. If you're running, you ought to do the bug dance in front of us here, which I'm still not sure what that is.
I don't know. I just think that it's time to get naked. Okay, Curly
49. Wait a minute. Wait.
How do we go from bugs
to How do you get the bug dance to being naked?
Because you need to be transparent.
Politically naked
yes.
bugs.
Oh, politically naked, which means transparent.
I'm on the air this morning, so let me have my way. 49 degrees outside. It's going to be today. It's going to be high around 56. Chance of showers tonight with temperatures around 47. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Don't let the rain keep you from a fabulous location. Pizza, how fabulous to have wood oven fired. You know what I'm talking about. Do the bug dance.
Josh, save us.
Let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Josh Wiley. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Well, we continue to have positive markets this morning. Currently, the Dow's up 43 points at 13,145, while the Nasdaq's up 2 at 2,992, and the S&P 500's up 3 at 1,415. Oil's down $1.06 this morning at $85.61 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.94%. Gold's down $3.50 at $1,705, while silver's down a penny at $31.80 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Cisco Systems is down a quarter at $17.76. Intel's down 7 pennies at $21.53. While Google is up $2.07 at $682.07. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Josh. And again, you'll hear from the experts in Wells Fargo Market Minute at 9:05. What?
Do you reckon Josh Wiley does the bug dance?
I'm sure everybody at some time in their life has had to. And by the way, tomorrow night on the Spot with Linda Bott, we're going to have Christine from Tapas Restaurant with a local winemaker that's regional, and the wines are going to be spectacular. They're going to talk about pairings, and that's going to be scrumptious. And we'll be talking about the Harvest Bazaar, which is happening Saturday, October 27th. I don't know if you've ever been to this place. I am the first, going to be one of the first in line because it's my third year that I've gone, and it's really where I get my Christmas goodies. We're going to take a break. When we come back, yes!
We have Jim Reed. Jim Reed will be here. We'll take a
you
quick
ready
break.
Ready for the bug dance.
And we'll be getting ready.
You're going to have to explain that, you realize.
I know.
That's okay.
Jim, hang on. We'll be right back. KTNR 1460.
Love will keep us together. Think of me, babe, whenever. Some sweet talking girl comes along. Sing it a song. Don't mess around. You just gotta be strong to stop.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, Gunmetal Gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
We can't afford this anymore.
If you live in the city of Reading and you're concerned about the finances of the city, so am I. Hi, I'm Gary Cadd, candidate for Reading City Council. Having attended almost every city council meeting in the past 6 years, I've spoken during the tough financial times, and I remember the votes that put our city in the current serious financial crisis. In years past, the finances of the city were healthy and times were good for all of us. Since 2008, circumstances have changed dramatically. Unfortunately, many of the decisions made during the good times have come back to haunt us, and now the taxpayers have been put in a position to make up the financial shortfalls, Costing us millions of dollars a year. The city of Reading is not alone. If our city is to survive financially and prosper, we must think long-term, making sure our decisions sustain us through the good times and the bad. If you, too, want to protect Reading's future, I ask for your vote. Gary Cadd for Reading City Council.
Paid for by Gary Cadd for Reading City Council.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
North State farmers and taxpayers have a real champion in Jim Nielsen. Here's California Farm Bureau President Paul Winger.
When it comes to protecting North State water rights and fighting against overregulation that hurts our farmers, no one does more than Jim Nielsen. Nielsen has led the fight to safeguard our private property rights, our water, and our farmland. Farmers know they can count on Jim Nielsen. That's why the California Farm Bureau strongly endorses Jim for State Senate.
Now here's Jack Lee, Vice President of the Butte Taxpayers Alliance.
Jim Nielsen is a forceful voice for the taxpayers, for property rights and conservative values. We can all count on Jim to root out waste in government and stand up to Jerry Brown's tax hikes. Jim's a fighter and a real champion for taxpayers. That's why we join with the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association in strongly recommending Jim Nielsen for State Senate.
Paid for by taxpayers for Jim Nielsen, Senate 2012.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:12 in the morning, October the 24th, 49 degrees out there. Going to be raining today. 530-605-4567 is our phone numbers, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great coffee at Espresso Joe. Veterans get discounts. You can get any type of coffee you want in bulk beans or just the coffee prepared by the TMB cuties. Finest tobacco prices in town. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. Been around for 30 years, our friends at Tobacco and Brew. And they do so much for our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest is a Democrat, Jim Reed, who's running for U.S. Congress. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
How's the happy warrior?
Well, as I got in here to make this phone call to you today, I got some interesting news.
Okay.
Apparently, Doug LaMalfa has agreed to debate me again tomorrow night in Chico.
Oh, okay. Great.
You know, we had a debate about 3 weeks ago in Reading at the Tea Party event, and it looked like that was going to be the last debate, although then, of course, I don't know if you know this, but Channel 9 PBS in Reading taped a sort of forum between Doug and me on Friday, and it's been playing every night on Channel 9. In fact, it'll play again tonight and tomorrow at 6 o'clock. But to my surprise this morning, I got an email from the Women League of Voters saying it appears he's agreed to do a further debate tomorrow night.
Well, there you go. So it's always good to hear, and when it's always good to hear what both candidates are saying or thinking. So how's the campaign going?
Well, I think it's going about as well as it possibly could. I think I get the impression that we're basically at a point where either side can win at this point. You know, I'm not basing that on polling numbers because we didn't do any polling, but I'm kind of comparing it with 2 years ago when I ran against Wally Herger. You know, I came within 7% of beating him 2 years ago, and I can just tell by the way things are going, it's going a lot better this time.
Okay. You've picked up some amazing, or some interesting endorsements.
Yeah, of the six candidates that were in the primary who didn't make it to the final like Doug and I, nobody in that group endorsed Doug, mainly because of his problems with the investigation by the Federal Election Commission. But three of them, including two Republicans, have actually endorsed me, Pete Stiglitz and Gregory Cheadle.
And why do you think they did that?
Well, I tell everybody that I like to think that I convinced them that my political philosophy is the correct one, but I don't think that's really it.
I don't think that's either.
I think it has to do with the criminal investigation of the LaMalfa campaign by the Federal Election Commission over the election fraud.
You mean are you talking about the website?
Yeah, the website that you know, by law, if you put up a website, and this was a website attacking Sam Anistead, but by law, you're required to identify yourself as the party putting up the website. And what the LaMalfa campaign in this case did was identified Mr. DeQuisto, who is another Republican in the race, as putting it up. So it was a fraudulent misrepresentation, and the FEC is probably going to take some sort of action.
Okay, well, we'll see. We've got people lined up to ask you questions, but one of the things, Jim, is you know, when you get past the hyperbole of you know, he did this and he did that, you know, whatever, it's got to be, you know, you as a Democrat in a place that's predominantly Republican, you've got to start peeling votes off.
That's true.
So how are you going out to the moderates and to the Republicans to have them vote for you?
Well, the main thing that that I'm trying to get across to everybody, right wing, left wing, moderates, middle, whatever, is that we have this gridlock in Congress where our government is not doing anything, and I've identified one of the main culprits for causing this gridlock is our representatives making pledges of how they're going to vote on certain subjects in advance of the bill coming before them. And I believe if we can get rid of those pledges, we can get our Congress working together correctly again, and understand, making people understand that I've not made any pledges. I'm pretty much middle of the spectrum as far as conservative versus liberal, so I can work with both Democrats and Republicans to forge compromises that will get Congress operating like it has for the first 200 years of our country, but hasn't in the last 2 years.
Okay. Well, let's go to our first caller. Ann, good morning.
Hi.
You have a question for Jim Reed.
Yeah, I do. Mr. Reed, I was wondering, can you confirm for me if you and your wife are affiliated with the same law firm?
Well, yes. My wife has her own law firm. I have my law firm, but we cooperate with each other.
Okay. I read a judgment on the California Bar Association site about a judgment that had been made against your wife regarding a elder abuse case, and the jury and the appeals court judge didn't agree with the argument your wife and her counsel made, and she was ordered to pay in excess of $100,000. I think with attorney's fees, it came to over $300,000 to settle this elder abuse case. And I was wondering if those are the kind of ethics you're going to be taking to Washington, D.C., should you be elected to Congress.
Well,
and I'll take
well
my
you
answer
missed one of
the
key points on this. First of all, my wife is an attorney, and what you're relating is something she did that was giving advice to a certain family in the Bay Area. But what happened is it was a financial matter. And the trial court made a serious mistake finding that there was a certain theory that applied that basically created damages out of thin air. And so the jury was basically forced to make an award, and the appellate court initially backed that up. But we appealed it to the California Supreme Court, and they depublished it, saying, you know, in effect, that ruling the trial court made shouldn't be the law of California. So it's in my opinion, I've looked at this very closely. My wife made advice to these clients that was good for everybody in that family. And it was only a mistake by the trial judge that caused this whole problem to occur.
So it was overturned?
Well, it was depublished, which means the ruling that created this damages out of thin air would not be the law of California.
Okay, I'm sorry, but I just don't understand that. Does it mean that it was so, they're just saying is that they set it aside then?
No, the whole point was this ruling by the trial court that created these damages that, in my view, didn't exist. The appellate court said, well, the trial court's probably right. So then when we appealed it to the Supreme Court, the California Supreme Court, they didn't overturn the opinion, but what they said is, we're not going to allow this ruling by the trial court to become the law of California, because it was a ruling on an area of the law that had never been made before. And if the Supreme Court had not done that, that ruling that I'm stating it was incorrect, mm-hmm. would have become California law.
Okay. I think I understand. All right. Hey, we got to take a quick break, Jim. When we come back, I want to talk to you about some of your stances, because you say you're middle of the road and you want to appeal both sides. I want to talk to you about Second Amendment. I want to talk to you about, water up here. I want to talk to you about health care, because you're going to be playing in the big leagues up there.
And so, we do want to take your calls. If you've got a call for a Jim Reed, do give us a call here live, 605-4567. Ask the questions. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, what's with all that racket you're making?
Well, I'm trying to find the stove pot Grandma gave me back in the day.
What for?
Well, with pot roast perfection going on now at Black Bear Diner, our pot roast has to be just like dear old Grandma used to make. And that means I gotta find just the right pot.
Now hold on there, Papa Bear. I think your grandma would be mighty proud of our homemade pot roast dishes, like the pot roast pepper jack omelet served all day and our Cajun pot roast melt. Now that's some grilled goodness.
Well, what about the beef pot roast stroganoff for dinner?
It will taste just like Grandma used to make.
Well, why didn't you say that before, Sugar Bear? Let's go.
For a limited time, enjoy specially prepared pot roast creations only at the Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hi, I'm Dick Dickerson, asking for your vote for City Council on November 6th. The past 6 years have been very difficult financially for California cities, including Redding. However, because the Council had the will to make tough decisions to control costs, we are financially sound. The rating agency Standard & Poor's has given Reading an A rating, describing the city's financial outlook as stable. This is good news indeed, but much remains to be done. More difficult decisions lie ahead. I commit to you that I will continue working to ensure that the citizens of Reading receive the services they need and deserve from a stable city. I need your support, and I need your vote on November 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Dick Dickerson, Reading City Council, 2012.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 AM, where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth. Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR, brought to you by California RV and Trailer and Stroop's Chainsaw.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl on the bot, 8:25 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. Hey, stop on down today at 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call at 223-2177 and have the guys down there make a super deal for Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, or Rams, brand new ones, or any type of used cars, trucks, or SUVs. They take great pride in being able to give you the best deal on a vehicle, and then their service department is second to none. Reading Crown Motors, local guys and men and women doing great jobs for their customers. Reading Crown Motors, 555 Cypress Avenue. Hey, our guest is the Democratic challenger for the United States congressional seat, Jim Reed. Jim.
I should say, Carl and Linda, thank you for having me on the show, and especially thanking you for letting me do this by telephones, because I'm sitting here in Fall River Mills watching it rain and snow out there.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You know, Jim, you know, the big thing is we want to get as many people on here as possible so people can listen and ask questions and such. You know, you were talking about middle-of-the-roadness. President Obama made a statement the other night during a debate that he says that assault weapons do not belong on the streets of America, and he wants to bring back the assault weapons ban. What's your stand on that?
Well, I understand that I'm a strong defender of the Second Amendment, and I think we have enough restrictions on guns and assault weapons as it is, and so I'm basically opposed to a ban on assault weapons, mainly because of this. If there's people that could attack us with assault weapons, we should at least have equal firepower to fight back.
So you would vote no against that then, against the party?
As it stands now, yes.
Okay. He also said something, then I imagine the second part there is he also alluded to cheap handguns that was going on in Chicago. So, and I imagine that would be the second part of it is banning handguns. So
I'm against the ban in handguns in general. Now, I don't know what he was talking about when he said cheap handguns. You know, the cities have a whole different situation than we do out here in the first congressional district, but I would certainly be against banning handguns in our district.
In our district, but
yeah,
other districts would be okay?
Well, I mean, I think it's a local issue rather than a federal issue.
Well, I think that isn't that the issue that went in front of the Supreme Court on that Heller versus Chicago about being able to have a handgun?
Well, like I say, I think, you know, cities are an entirely different situation than us in our district. If some sort of cheap handguns is resulting in a high crime rate in cities, I think those cities should have an ability to do things to protect the people of their cities. It just doesn't apply to an area like we have here in the first congressional district. So if there's going to be federal regulation, the federal regulation should allow local areas to do their own regulation. It shouldn't be federal across the United States.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Tom, good morning. Tom, good morning. You're on live, KCNR.
Hello,
Tom. You're on live. You have a question for Mr. Reed.
Great. Good morning. First, thanks you guys for your program, and thanks for having Mr. Reed on. I know you're in the Lions Den there. Quick comment on what you just said, Jim. The Second Amendment applies across the board. I think you look at Washington, D.C., and see how local jurisdictions really screwed up gun control. But you go back to, I want to go back to the question that the last caller made. The woman asked you about a lawsuit you're involved in, or your wife was involved in, and quite frankly, whether you're Democrat or Republican, I think you were very evasive in your answer, and I worry about the ethical considerations of that. You know, the fact of the matter is the jury made a determination and a ruling, and if the Court of Appeals upheld that, that obviously means they didn't make up any damages. The fact that the case was affirmed and was then sent to the Supreme Court, just because it was depublished, that just means nobody else can use that law in a subsequent lawsuit. But the real answer is, yes, you were held accountable, and it was considered an ethics violation.
Well, two things in response to that. First of all, understand that the issue was simply advice my wife gave to a family as part of practicing law that, in my view, was the best advice she could give for that particular family. Now, what happened was this case went to trial, and the trial court made a ruling on something called the collateral source rule. And it made an application of the collateral source rule in a way that had never been applied ever before in California. And so that ruling...
Jim, I'm going to have to break in on you, but we're going to come back. I want you to go back and so we can, you know, answer this question once and for all, and then we can move on to something else. But okay, we've got to take a hard break here. It's coming in from our affiliates. So we'll be right back. Our guest is Democrat Jim Reeve. We'll finish up this the answer on this question as soon as we get back from our break. Our guest is Democrat Jim Reeve running for Congress.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. The White House responds to news of emails sent during and just after the consulate attack in Benghazi, Libya, in which four Americans died.
State Department internal emails obtained by Fox show the al-Qaeda-affiliated group Ansar al-Sharia initially claimed responsibility for the September 11 attack virtually as it was happening. Georgia Republican Senator Saxby Chambliss is calling for hearings.
This thing is getting more and more traction.
White House Press Secretary Jay Carney says these emails were just part of a stream of information coming in right after the attack.
Fox News Radio's Mike Mackowitz.
Hello, Iowa!
President Obama starting a two-day, eight-state, 5,300-mile campaign swing. Mitt Romney's in Nevada and Iowa today, Ohio tomorrow. There's been a shooting in a megachurch south of Atlanta, Georgia. One person in critical condition, the shooter getting away. This is at the World Changers Church International. Fox News, we report, you decide.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with BNT Satellite. As you know, Glenn Beck is only on Dish. Don't call the 800 number. Please call us to set up your appointment. 244-1988. That's 244-1988. And thanks for keeping it local.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Reddy and Harley Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Reddy and Harley Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Reddy and Harley Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5, or visit their website at readyandharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Reddy and Harley Davidson. Experience the ride. Live the dream.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Levant. 8:35 in the morning, October the 24th. 48 degrees out there. It's going to be raining today. Welcome back to the show. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue, D.C. Tim and the Man in Black. Head on down there. Discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans, great haircuts, great prices. Man's last stronghold. Great place to get a haircut. I'm going down there this week. Get trimmed up. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue on the same where, the same street that Classic Cafe is in Kathy and Millie. Great place to go.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, our guest is a Democrat, Jim Reed, who's running for U.S. Congress. Good morning and welcome back, Jim.
Good morning.
Okay. Hey, Jim, let's talk about, you know, you're talking about middle of the road and wanting to kind of like appeal to more. One of the big questions, of course, is health care.
Right.
And in this case, the Affordable Medical Care Act or Obamacare. What's your stance on this?
All right. So we've made some improvement by Obamacare, such as getting pre-existing conditions finally insured and ending the cap on health insurance policies. If you had cancer and you had $1 million cap on your policy, if they pay for $1 million worth of care, they don't have to pay anymore. Those two things are gone. Those two problems, the inability to get coverage for pre-existing conditions and the cap, those are good things. We shouldn't just throw out the whole law, because if we throw out the whole law, we throw out those good things. What we need to do is fix the problems with the law and keep the good things. So I'm against just completely repealing Obamacare. I'm for taking what's good about it and making it better.
Okay, so what about this? People are the extra costs that are going up. What about people losing their health care? What about people?
Well, the whole
that's
point
happening
of this
right
is
now.
That people are not supposed to lose their health care. More people are supposed to be insured.
But it's not happening. I mean, right now, with this thing being, with this thing starting, is that doctors are refusing to take Medicare because of the cost. The way it's set up, the Health and Human Services Department there in the at the national level can appoint people for a board to talk about treatments, and the president appoints them, and nobody oversees them.
I'm not trying to defend the things that we don't like about Obamacare. I'm just saying let's take the good things that are in the plan and fix the bad things. And if what you're describing is a bad thing, let's fix it. But if we throw it out, you know, it took us 75 years to get to this point. If we throw it out, it could well be another 75 years before we have these people with pre-existing conditions insured again.
Do you think that medical care is a right for people?
Well, I think I believe that we should make sure they have access to it. I believe that our government it's the responsibility of our government to provide for the safety and security of our people. I think the government should be doing things that make sure that medical treatment is available to everyone.
Okay, that's an honest answer. Okay, let's go to the phones. Charles, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have a question for Mr. Reed?
Yeah, you already touched on about 60% of it, but what I want to get his take on is all those self-identified moderate Democrats who
Nevertheless, after an awful lot of horse trading, voted for Obamacare, and it seemed like, you know, their self-proclaimed principles lasted only as long as the
until the vote was taken.
Willingness to hold out for the highest bid, and so it's like I wanted to get his take on all of that mess going on with all these self-identified moderates deciding to be something less than that.
Okay, Charles, thank you. Did you get that one, Jim?
Well, I'm not completely clear on it, but I think what you did see, and which I would agree with, is there was an awful lot of moderate Democrats who did vote for Obamacare, and I think that's the point being made here. And quite frankly, it was a pretty moderate program compared to some of the other proposals that were out there, such as going to single payer or something of that nature. Also, the financing of Obamacare, you know, a lot of Democrats wanted it to be financed by a tax. And it actually was a Republican idea back when the Clintons were looking at health care. It was the Republican position, no, this has got to be paid privately by employers and people who are not employed by buying their own insurance. So it actually was a compromise, and it actually was a pretty moderate program compared to a lot of ideas that were out there.
Well, it still is going to have a huge impact on people. We had a restaurateur in here. In fact, you know, somebody that runs a chain of restaurants here in the North State and in other states. And he had this he had a statement here, is that what Obamacare is going to do is, if you know, the national average, I think, for employee in the restaurant business is they make like, I think, $1,500 per employee. If you see what I mean, you know, the restaurants make $1,500 per employee. The Obamacare thing here with the, you know, with what they're saying with the cost of Obamacare and the fine would be $2,000 per employee, which means automatically they're losing $300 per employee under Obamacare, which means then they're going to have to shift how they're doing it from full-time work to making them all part-time to get around
that. Yeah, that's a problem, and I don't like that. And even me, I'm a small businessman myself with 10 employees, and of course I've always, even before Obamacare, provided health insurance to my employees. But let me tell you, that's a really painful cost. It roughly runs me about $1,000 an employee per month.
Well, it's going to put businesses out of business, and this is a main part of Obamacare to pay for it.
Yeah, I agree, I think that's one of the things we need to look at to do some modification of exactly how we're going to finance this, because it really is particularly hard on small businesses, and I'm sure restaurants are a very good example of that.
Okay. All right, got to take a break here, Jim. Carl in the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Jim Reed, candidate for U.S. Congress, is our guest. We'll be right back. If you have questions for Mr. Reed, give us a call at 530-605-4567.
Think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Thank you for shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect, even if you need them after hours. They still treat every customer the old-fashioned way, with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember, Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Redding's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Redding's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:45 in the morning, October 24th. Our guest is Jim Reed, the Democratic candidate for the U.S. congressional seat up here that Wally Herger vacated. Good morning, Jim. Welcome back.
Good morning.
Okay. Hey, Jim, let's talk about the economy for a second.
Right.
You know, the fact is that, you know, we're at $16 trillion. We're adding $4 billion a day to our national debt. You know, we've got things like NAFTA going. We've got, you know, they're talking about, the amount of money we're paying out. You know, the Romney camp has come up with a five-step plan to, you know, bring us to energy independence and all this. Do you see a need with the deficit the way it's going, the housing market the way it is, it's worse than it was 4 years ago, according to the latest statistics. Is the way that the Democrats are going, is that direction one that you would like to keep?
Well, here's my philosophy. I mean, we're not happy with the unemployment rate, the state of the economy now, and I feel that we are going to have to further stimulate the economy to get to where we want, but we got to do it in such a way that's not going to cause the deficit to just completely balloon. And one of the problems I've had with what we've done is a lot of the stimulus was just money giveaway, giving people money to spend, which of course stimulates the economy, but it's just money that's gone that now is added to the deficit. Same with tax breaks. If you give tax breaks to stimulate the economy, that's less revenue coming in, just causing the deficit to balloon, and we're never going to get that money back. So my view is this. We need to stimulate the economy in two ways, and both of these ways are going to have that money come back to us in the future so that we're not just causing the deficit to go up. One is infrastructure now, fixing our infrastructure now as opposed to waiting 5 years when it becomes absolutely necessary. We need the jobs now. We need to spend the money now, knowing that we won't have to spend the money in the future, and it probably is going to be more expensive if we do in the future. So that's to me, that's an investment in the future. The second thing is education. We need to invest in education right now. Our schools are on the decline, both K through 12 and then higher education as well. We need to spend money on education now to get our education system back the way it was just a few years ago, which is the top in the world. If we spend that money now, that money will come back to us, because if we have students that are better educated, we have students that will get better jobs eventually. They'll make more money. And, of course, because they make more money, that means they'll be paying more taxes. So that means that money that we invest now will ultimately come back. I would only agree to a stimulus that we expect to get that money back. It won't just add on to the deficit.
Do you believe in raising taxes then?
All right, so I don't believe in raising marginal tax rates. Here's what and you asked a little while ago how I, you know, in some ways I agree, how I agree with the Republicans. So I agree that we don't need to increase marginal rates even on the wealthy. For instance, I think the Democrats are proposing raising the marginal rate from 35% to 39%. I'm against that. But here's what I am in favor of, and this is going to generate revenue that's going to help us close the budget gap and hopefully eventually balance the budget. Special interest groups have hijacked our tax system. Basically, they've gotten credits and deductions and special sweetheart tax rates for certain type of income that only benefits these special interest groups. It doesn't do the United States any good. It doesn't do our people any good. It just benefits these special interest groups. We need to close these loopholes. And if we close these loopholes, we can't just take the money and give it back to taxpayers, because if we do that, we're not helping close that deficit. We need to take that money that comes from closing those loopholes and use it to balance our budget.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take an early break because we come back. We've got Ruth on the line, and Ruth, you get the last question of the day. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Well, I
won't. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Harley Davidson. Hey, you want to live the, you want to experience the ride and live the dream? Stop by Redding Harley Davidson at 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. They will make a deal on the American icon for you, that American motorcycle, the Harley Davidson. Again, give them a call, 241-7117 or 1268 Twinview Boulevard.
Vroom.
Experience the ride, live the dream. Our guest is Jim Reed, running the Democratic candidate running for U.S. Congress, a congressional district against Doug LaMalfa. Let's go to the phones. Ruth, thank you for waiting, Ruth. You've been waiting for like 10 minutes.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I do have a question, and basically I want to say that I don't see Governor Jerry Brown actually wanting to give us a balanced budget. I see him spending money for things like the high-speed rail and shoving a lot of the cost now, or trying to move things around so that cities pick up the cost as opposed to the state handling their responsibilities. And what my question to Mr. Reed is that for example, the peripheral tunnel, canal, whatever you want to call it, it's coming back, and I understand from Jim Nielsen that he's pushing really hard to pay for this, and we really don't have the funds. So I wanted to get your opinion, number one, on where does the money come from? Are we going to stop the spending in California to pay for the items that are going to be, that are going to help this state grow and not bankrupt us?
Well, first of all, let me just say that I'm absolutely against the peripheral canal or the peripheral tunnel, whatever you want to call it. I think that makes no sense for the state of California. Our Northern California needs to be used in Northern California, and only if there's an excess should it end up going to Southern California. I really fear if we put in the peripheral tunnel that Governor Brown is talking about, they're going to just be taking our water, and it's not going to be enough water for us up here in the north, and it's going to hurt our environment. I'm just absolutely opposed to that. Now, the issue in California, of course, this isn't really my issue since I'm going for a federal office, but there's no doubt about it that California is in serious financial shape. We've had Prop 13, which is a great law in my opinion, but the effect of Prop 13 being in effect for 35 years now is that it causes a reduction in revenue for the state of California year by year. And the first maybe 10 years of that Prop 13 was acceptable because even though it caused less revenue, there was no doubt about it, there was a lot of waste. And it forced our state to eliminate waste in the easiest ways, and it occurred. But after about 10 years of revenue reduction because of Prop 13, we really needed to start replacing that lost revenue with other revenue, and our legislature was just not willing to do it. Well, and so pretty soon it becomes painful. We start losing teachers. We start losing police officers. We start losing firefighters. And we get into a predicament.
Can I just on your comment there? I don't mean to interrupt you, but we only have a few more minutes. And one of the things that is being pushed on the state are these parolees. And now we have to face in these cities that we are going, or counties, that we're going to have to pay for their health care. Who is going, and the state is not going to reimburse the county for that health care cost. So the cities are facing even more revenue loss. And so these people with the Prop 13 that have this effect, frankly, I don't want to see that go away because that money is going to be spent on items like the peripheral canal and the high-speed train. And I'll take my answer off air.
My comment on that is I agree with you. I don't want to see Proposition 13 go away. I just say that because it's causing a loss of revenue, we need to replace that with something else. Now, as far as the peripheral canal and the high-speed rail and so on, that generally isn't financed by our taxes. Generally, it's financed by bonds and things like that. But that doesn't mean that those kind of costs are justified because somebody has to pay those back at some point in time. But truly, this is a state issue that if I'm in Washington, D.C., I'll only be able to comment on it, but I won't really have a true voice in it.
Okay. Hey, Jim, we got like 2 minutes left. Last thoughts.
Well, First of all, I would encourage all your listeners to watch Channel 9 tonight at 6 o'clock, or if you can't do it tonight, tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, because the forum between Doug LaMalfe and I, which was moderated by Mike Mangus, you can watch and see both of us kind of set forth our points of view, and I think it's really a good forum to see what we're like. And then, of course, I've just had pretty much confirmed that there will be a debate in Chico tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And so
you know
that's another
at?
Good way if you can get to Chico
where's that
to see that. And finally, since we haven't really covered all the issues, and I'm sure your listeners are interested in my perspective, you can just go to my website, jimreed2012.com, and I try to lay out most of the key issues and where I'm coming from in that website.
Okay, Jim. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for being on.
Thank you
for
being on the program today. And again, hopefully you can call in and let us know where the Chico debate will be.
It's going to be in the chambers of the city council, and it's put on by the Women League of Voters, and
okay.
It starts at 7 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay, so it's in the chamber of commerce, or the city council chamber.
City council chamber.
Okay, Jim. Hey, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks again for having me on.
You bet.
We want to make
bye
sure
bye.
Everybody gets informed.
Yeah, we want to make sure everybody's on P1S questions.
Your vote matters.
Tomorrow, Dr. Ray John coming on, Haven Humane. And you've got a lot of stuff going on with that, too. A lot of things happening. That's tomorrow. And then Friday, I'll be down at Stand Down. You'll be up here.
And we have the Celebrity Soup Kitchen tomorrow. Oh. We'll be out there at 4:30. It begins at 4:30. It's a veterans hall. So that should be interesting. Come
we'll
by.
We'll talk about
great
that.
Great hour.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, that
great.
Went by fast. Just remember.
Thank you, Chat Packers.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Chat Packers. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
From dragging me down, gonna stand.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The Obama administration downplaying State Department emails obtained by Fox News on Libya as one piece of a broad investigation. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
The State Department emails show that as the 9/11 Benghazi Libya attack was playing out, officials saw the Al-Qaeda-linked group Ansar al-Sharia was claiming responsibility in Facebook and Twitter postings. That even though White House officials claimed for weeks that it was a protest that simply spun out of control. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton downplayed this early evidence.
Posting something on Facebook is not, in and of itself, evidence.
Republicans want explanations.
The thing we need to do is be honest with the American people and say, here's what we knew, here's when we knew it, here's what the president knew.
Georgia Republican Senator Saxby Chambliss is calling for congressional hearings. Lisa?
Mike, President Obama on the road right now.
The president has many miles to go over the next 2 days.
But I had to start in Iowa.